So I want to welcome y'all to Just Love Coffee, Clermont. Know what I'm saying? I'm here with my boy. You know, it's been a long time coming. Smash and Dash.
Yes,
know what
sir,
I'm saying? I think they want to know really, you know, how we came up with Smash and Dash, man.
There's a few stories out there, though. Do you want the real story or you want the fan story?
I want this. All this is legit, man. It's real deal. So, you know, you got to get on the real thing, man.
All right, well, we came up with our own Smash and Dash. That's because in Nashville, you know what I'm saying, we used to run off on a few...
Hold on. Before you get into that, man.
Yeah.
You know, when we hang out, when we do our thing, when we having a good time and all that, know what I'm saying? We have a couple, man. Know what I'm saying? We have a couple drinks, know what I'm saying?
I see survival juice up there, but I don't want no survival juice right now. I want that real juice. What we got?
What you want, that real thing? All right, so guess what? You know, I got a waitress here. You know, she gonna make you whatever you want. Man.
Ooh, I love this. This is juice for real.
Yeah.
I like me some Añejo on the rocks. Oh, I see you got three different flavors, so... I think I'm going to do some Patron Añejo on the rocks. Patron. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. Same thing, Patron on the rocks.
Yeah, tighten me. Ooh, damn. I ain't know it was like that in here. See what I'm saying? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, this is what we on. This is what we need to be on there,
real
baby.
Juice, man.
Yeah, we
real
smashing juice. And dashing for real. Yeah.
Real juice.
Yes, sir. My juice. Right, what I need.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So this is my waitress right here. I want you to give me your Instagram name and any business that you got going on or whatever.
So my Instagram is IamNeysa, IamNeysa. And I'm an esthetician. So if anybody wants a facial or is looking to do anything in that matter, let me know.
You said facials?
Yes.
Oh, well, all right, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about that later. Don't worry about it. I write facials. I like that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, baby.
Sir.
Yeah. So, what's up, Jules?
That's cool, man. You did?
Yeah, let me get to it. What you got for me, man?
I really want to know, what you feel about this. USC, you got the USC chain on, the custom showcase.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Trojan for real.
Y'all been in the Pac-10 this whole time, and y'all moving to some better competition, I think. Better competition.
I'm glad you think that. But like I've been telling you for the last couple days or even weeks, that if we put it in black and white and we really lay out like what's really been happening and how we've been beating the shit out of the Big Ten for years, there's not really no competition. Like when you are USC and you have the most like draft picks, the most Hall of Famers, the most Heismans, we ain't been shit in how many years and we still got all these top numbers. Like, bro, when we go to the Big Ten, I think for us, honestly, it'll help us with recruiting. The fact that, you know, we're going to double our money in the Big Ten now helps, too. We get to recruit different players. Well, now we get to face Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State. We've been steamrolling them for years, but now we get to go to the conference and steamroll them. Bro, I don't think shit's going to change at all. I really don't believe so. And then we just got Lincoln Riley. Yeah. You forget about Lincoln Riley? And then we got Caleb Williams, Mario Williams. Oh, Addison, he just won a Biletnikoff at Pittsburgh. That's what I'm saying, bro. We're talking about USC football. Young, you know what's crazy? Like, for real, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. Just love.
My bad, bro.
Don't kick me out. But you know what's crazy?
I'm going to put that on your tab, though.
You're a real USC fan. Just let the people know. So when we used to be in the locker room, you didn't used to tell me, like, bro, me and Reggie was your, like, bro, tell the truth. See what I'm saying, y'all? This is what's crazy, man. So now that USC stinks a little bit, or we ain't been like, you know.
A little bit? Y'all ain't made a bowl game last year. Y'all ain't go to a bowl game.
The fact that ECU made a bowl game.
ECU
and we didn't,
went to a bowl game. So
yeah, that disappointed
me. Talking about?
No, that disappointed
me. Did that disappoint you?
No,
that
it's a Trojan.
My school went to a bowl game. That mean you a hater. How did that disappoint you?
The reason why I'm a hater, in a sense.
Oh, so you are a hater.
No, okay. I'm hating on the fact that USC didn't go to a bowl game and we are SC. The fact that ECU, I mean, I don't even understand. I don't know what part of Carolina that's even in. It says East Carolina.
Greenville.
Okay. I don't even understand how they could make a bowl game and we can't. You're right, bro.
What you mean?
What do you
mean?
We're
a better team.
Chris,
we're a better team. But
the fact that you can sit here,
let me go back. Hold up,
no, hell no, I can't let that happen. The fact that you can sit here and think ECU is better than SC, and there's how many Hall of Famers do y'all have from ECU?
It doesn't matter.
How many?
We talking about now.
How many? I got my phone somewhere.
But listen, this is what I want to say.
Hall of Famers from ECU.
Hold up, we're not talking about individual though. We're talking about a team.
No.
So that's what I want you to get to understand. Bro, we're talking about a team, bro. So if you go back, right?
Yes, sir.
The last time USC have been good was when y'all went to 3 national championships three-peat, right?
Yeah, I played in 3. Like,
you played in 3 and lost 1 to VY. Right, so hold on, let me talk.
Lose the VY.
Hold on, let me talk.
You seen it, bro. All of a sudden, the instant replay don't work. That's some bullshit.
Okay, let me talk, though.
All right, bro. Goddamn.
That was the last time y'all been good. Since then, y'all haven't done shit.
Young,
so
we beat Saquon Barkley in a Rose Bowl.
Okay,
how are we not
good?
Was
they wasn't going to the championship.
They were
in the championship game.
They were top 10.
It doesn't matter. They wasn't going to the championship game. That's the only person they had was Saquon.
So answer me this. No. Hold on. Even with that, no. So what you're saying is this.
Bro.
That you can only compare us when we get to the national championship game.
No.
ECU can make a bowl game, right? ECU could just make a regular bowl game and they're better than us because we didn't go to the Natty.
No. Y'all didn't go to a bowl, period.
Last year.
But this is what I want
to
say.
Don't try to Google
about y'all,
right now.
No,
don't do that.
About y'all moving to...
Big Ten.
The Big Ten, right?
Let's name them.
About y'all moving to a Big Ten.
Oh, my God.
So you've been to how many national championships did you play in?
Me?
Yes.
Myself? I played in 3 straight.
So in all those 3 games?
Yes, sir. I beat on Big
Hold
Ten.
Hold on, wait. What was y'all record? No, before the championship, like, how many games did y'all lose?
I lost 1 game before my last national championship game.
So and y'all still made it, right?
No, I've only lost, game in like 3 years.
No, I said before the national championship game. I'm not including the national championship. How many games did you lose?
That's what I'm saying. Before I lost to Texas, I only lost 1 game in 3 years.
So
I lost in triple overtime freshman year.
So what did your record need? So in those 3 years, what did your record need to be in order to make it to the championship is my question.
That's a good one.
No, real talk.
No, you probably had to. You could
undefeated.
Have undefeated or lose
I
one game.
I answer for you since you don't
undefeated wanna... or you lose 1 game. You could lose 1 game and still make it to the Natty, bro.
Okay, so you're in the Pac-12.
Yeah,
Pac-12.
Yes, sir.
So you're playing against like
Auburn. No. We opened up versus Auburn.
Listen,
check this. See, this is the difference. Check. We opened up against Auburn. We played against Ronnie Brown and Cadillac.
Are you gonna let me
Jason
talk?
Jason Campbell. We beat they ass at their home, huh? That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
Okay, let me talk.
Okay, yeah, let's
so,
keep going.
Pac-12, y'all playing against UCLA, right? They're in the Pac-12?
That's our little brothers.
Oregon.
Yes.
Arizona State.
Good. These are good. You're talking about really good Pac-12.
Yeah,
you're talking about good
D1
programs.
My point.
What's crazy is
hold
if
wait,
all
let
my
me
team...
finish. Let
no,
me finish.
I can't let
hold
you
wait,
finish because if any one
wait.
Of those teams went to your conference, they would be
no,
the champions
never.
Every year.
So let me talk. I'm going to talk to the camera right now.
This is crazy.
I want to talk to the camera. So basically, we're going from the Pac-12. Now we're going to the Big Ten. And so instead of playing those slouches they was playing,
now
we got to see Ohio State every year.
Easy
Michigan,
money.
Nebraska, Wisconsin, Penn State, Michigan State, Maryland. Those are just a few. And if anybody know college football or even football like I know, you can't go out there and just roll over on any given Saturday, roll over a Michigan, roll over a Penn State, Ohio State.
We've been beating.
Listen, Ohio's,
I can't keep allowing
up.
You to do that.
I'm talking to the camera.
No, the camera needs hold to up. Know that hey, we've been beating their ass. Bro, because when you.
Hold up, bro. Let me.
I can't wait
saying,
today.
But
you
half
know what's
the
crazy,
time,
young?
No,
they're
listen.
Gonna, young, they're going to put.
Bro, wait. But listen.
Bro, that's bullshit.
Listen.
They're going to put a pen. They're going to put like a screen up, right? And they're going to show like our record really versus these Big Ten teams. So some of this
listen.
Shit you're saying is not going to even mean nothing because we've been dominating their ass for a long time.
We all know conference play.
Oh my God.
And
gosh.
We know when you're playing in conference, you can't roll over these teams. Michigan is not a program that you're going to roll over. Ohio State is damn near in the
I
championship.
Beat Michigan for the Rose Bowl.
Ohio
every year.
State is damn near in the championship game.
No, they're not.
Almost
they haven't
every
won
year.
Since the drunk dude down in Jacksonville
you
got
can't,
fired.
You can't run over Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? Bro,
Penn
bro,
State.
Are you talking about, bro, youngin, you now you're getting beside
I'm
yourself.
Saying,
I'm disrespected
you go from
by this.
A, you go from a
I feel disrespected, a, y'all. I'm you, absolutely I'm appalled by this. I cannot even believe. Where's the other camera? Cameraman. This man has lost his mind. The fact that he is even attempting to talk about Wisconsin, Michigan's, we're talking about teams that have never won a damn thing in their life. Talking about what they can do to USC, I am appalled at this. We go down to Auburn, we beat ass. We go down to Virginia Tech, we beat ass. We beat Arkansas with all these running backs. They had Peyton Hillis,
bro,
they had McFadden. But, bro, we're talking about first-round draft picks
ago.
That didn't do shit
years.
Versus us, 70-0. When USC is on, can't
that
no team in the world
ago.
Beat us, and even you know that. Because, man, you told me you used to be a USC fan.
We're talking about 15 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Last year, USC won USC won like 5 games.
You know what's crazy? We got Lincoln Riley.
USC won 5 games.
We have Lincoln Riley.
So he right now, he's on the hope and the prayer.
You think... hey, bro, bet.
He's on the hope and the prayer.
Right now, it's on camera. What you want to bet that we win 10 games this year? Why don't you bet that right now, Big Mouth?
I don't know. I got to wait and
now
see.
You know how you
got to
wait and see we on a wing and a prayer?
I
got to
wait for
it.
Training camp.
I bet that we'll win double the games. No, I don't know because ECU's trash.
Double the game?
I think we definitely win double the games as y'all. Y'all weak. Y'all play Duke and lose.
Win.
All the time. What are you talking about?
Never.
Bro, y'all play Duke.
We don't
let
lose
me,
to Duke.
Who? Hold on. I need to know who else is. I need to know who else is really on. I got to look up this. Let me look up.
We
since
we
all on
do.
This. Let's ECU schedule. Hold on, man. Since he wants to do that. Bro, do you know if we played in your conference, we'll go to the national championship every year because we'll play in the top four. We'll be undefeated every year.
What's Reggie Bush
doing? Reggie, huh?
What's Reggie
Bush doing? Well, Reggie knows that we're the greatest team ever. Reggie's one of the greatest running backs that played in one of the greatest teams ever. Not to mention, I still have more touchdowns than him. And O.J. Simpson and all them. So Reggie know what's up. Like, we ain't going to do that.
Okay, so listen, I don't want to beef with you.
Hold on, Campbell. Bro, ooh. These people, have you guys ever heard of Campbell? Campbell? Youngin, have you heard of Campbell
listen,
University?
Hold on,
oh, my God. These people play Campbell.
But listen,
Navy, South Florida, into. Oh,
listen,
if you can't go to a bowl game playing them chums, you're out of control, 2K.
Listen.
I don't even know how I'm arguing with you with this. I wish we could play y'all, because then you will understand, like, y'all get to understand levels. Bro,
ain't
we'll
no
beat
levels.
Y'all by 75.
Now you're lying.
Now that you're not playing, you were good. I'll take that. You're our Hall of Famer from ECU. But everybody else, bro, y'all got
true.
David Garrard.
No, we got other guys.
Y'all got Eric. What's the dude's name? The running back?
We got
he used to coach
us. We got Zay Jones.
Bro, what about your coach?
We got Linval Joseph.
Who?
Linval Joseph.
I don't know.
Yeah,
sorry.
Pro
I don't
Bowl wanna, guys.
I'm not, like, I don't want to disrespect
guys.
These dudes,
but
I've never.
Wanna, bro, I don't want to fuss with you.
I remember
about
your fullback.
Because we already understand what it's going to be by moving to the Big Ten, but I kind of want to move on a little bit. Like, so, ain't going to lie. Like you said something earlier, you was like, sorry, I used to be a fan of USC. I'm not going to say a fan.
I
but,
can't believe, no, bro. Until you,
I
walk
enjoy,
off, so I'm going to walk off set if
listen,
you don't tell the truth.
I enjoy what y'all had going on, right?
No, he
just,
he wasn't a fan.
Just going back from it, like, just watching, knowing, like, when they talk about USC.
Yes, sir.
And all the highlights and everything, right, was President Bush.
Yeah.
Matt Leinart and President Bush. And that was all the guys who got the Sports Center highlights and this and that. But if you was a true person that knows football and actually watched the game and just not the highlights on Saturday after the game and stuff like that, you could tell who was the guy that really softened the defense up or the guy that was a really game changer, like,
yeah,
that's going to get in there and do the dirty work. A lot of times those guys that's going to get in there and do the dirty work, those guys are forgetting, are never really talked about. So those guys that's going to do the dirty work, they never, like, those guys don't get the Sports Center highlights.
Don't get glory.
You know what I'm saying?
We definitely don't get the glory.
You don't get it. So a lot of times the people look at, they like, okay, Reggie Bush, like, he was a top three pick. He was a President Bush, this and that.
Yeah.
And they, I'm not going to say hype because he was probably like one of the greatest college football players.
I
got
to
give
it to him. He was one of the guys.
When
I seen him play, knowing his work ethic and all that, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't hype by no means.
Yeah, he probably was one of those guys. But I want to give you your flowers because a lot of people don't understand, like, y'all's situation and don't understand, like, when you talk about the stats, the yardage, some of the things that you, like, I didn't even understand. So, like, some of the things that, like, you've told me, like, as far as yards and touchdowns, I don't think they know that. This is your time right now.
Oh,
to
you know, I'm going to
let
can
them
talk
know,
my
like,
shit. Like, I definitely can't wait to talk my shit because, you know, you, like you said, it's, I mean, now that I'm like 30, I'm about to be 38 in December, bro.
40.
Bro, that man crazy as hell. Hey, all right, you got that one, big dog. But not, bro, when you get older, sometimes, like, you know, as you get older, you sometimes you forget, like, who you was or what you've done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You allow sometimes the Twitter fingers, you know, Instagram fingers to talk some shit, and you don't really, sometimes you don't remember. But sometimes I'm one of them dudes. I'm a number guy. You notice. I always go to black and white because people talk and they don't remember shit. So, like, I'm the type of nigga, like, when I went to USC, right, I was the freshman that had the most rushing yards and Reggie was on the team. I was before Ronald Jones came and broke my record, I was the freshman at USC with the rushing record that had the most rushing records. I mean, most rushing yards as a freshman, not Reggie. Not OJ, not Marcus Allen, not Ricky Bell. Like, none of these, you could name them. These are dudes that won Heisman, right?
Right.
My sophomore year, I go in there. I started. A lot of people wouldn't know this because, you know, the Reggie Bush hype. I started. I had the most yards on the team rushing, and I had the most touchdowns. And between that, I was feeling myself a little bit because I knew this. I'm back-to-back national champ. I go into my junior year. Reggie's going in. He's an unbelievable athlete, and he's working out like a motherfucker, right? He's going crazy. And me, I ain't gonna lie, I'm hanging out. You know what I'm saying? I might have been, you know, smoking a little bit of weed and chilling. You see what I'm saying? I'm just being realistic.
When you say you was hanging out, and this is, I understand it, but we got a lot of people that's gonna be watching this. So
okay, so when I
want you to let them really, like, explain to them what you mean, like, when you was hanging out, because, like, being in college, we know, like, it ain't shit going on. It's either working out, going to class, and chilling, like, hanging out is...
So for me...
let them understand.
So for me, y'all, hanging out, honestly, you got to understand, I'm in Hollywood. So I'm with, like, Snoop Dogg. I'm hanging with Warren G. I'm hanging with Megan Goods. I'm really in Hollywood at this point. So, like, I done won back-to-back national championships. I done led my team in rushing and scoring. Snoop Dogg is picking me up from school. I'm in a Snoop Dogg movie called Bossing Up. I'm doing my thing. So hanging out to me was, you know, getting drunk, going to the club in Hollywood and just living life. I remember going to, bro, I was in any and every club you can imagine in Hollywood after I won my second national championship. And for a second, I got caught up into that. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought that that's what life was. But then I'm going back in the spring, and Reggie's in life going crazy young. Like, when I tell you working out, like, this man was going, he was working out You know, when you see him now, you be like, damn, Reggie be, people used to be like, bro, doggone shit. I'm like, nah, he ain't on shit. Because when you, if you know Reggie from when he was growing up, dog, all he did was be in the weight room. You know what I'm saying? So right. I seen him doing that, bro. And then I got suspended from spring football. So while everybody's working out and, you know, getting ready for the next year, this is my junior year coming up, I get suspended from spring football. I really don't get to go.
Yeah.
So I have surgery for my ankle, but they play it off like, you know, he had surgery so he can't go. Really, I can't go to spring ball, so they made me have surgery.
Right, right.
So now I'm not really catching on politics, y'all. This is politics. Yeah,
before you go on, the politics, before the politics, because we're going to have young athletes.
Yeah.
That's paying attention and watching this, right? So that's kind of like a lesson within his own.
Yeah.
Right? You said, and like I talked to, like when younger athletes talk to me and ask me, and I tell them, like, man, as long as you stay focused and on point and whatever you want to do, you can accomplish it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example right there. Reggie was in a weight room working out.
Yes, sir.
Doing what he was supposed to do. And you was hanging out, getting drunk, this and that. And, you know, guys can do it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it just go back to, like, what are you focused on?
It's discipline.
So do you think you open up that can for Reggie to be, Bush to be what he was because
for sure.
You're the leading rusher as a freshman. Y'all came in together.
Yeah.
And all this. So, like, how does Reggie Bush become what he is if he's not even a starter, right?
He's seeing
in the offseason. Yeah, he's seeing you, but
he's seeing me do this shit, and I'm like, nah, I'm bullshitting.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm that guy, and I'm gonna work harder than him. So eventually something's gotta change.
And not even that to the fact of he's working harder than you.
But
I'm saying that's just one factor. He's working harder than you.
Right.
But not even that. And what a lot of these younger kids don't understand, high school, college. He's in the facility and the coaches see him.
Yes, yes.
They see how he's working. So they trust him.
So, yes, goes into, again, that's what he's saying, the politics. So I'm out of the building every day. I'm doing whatever I want to do, right? Like you said, I might be smoking and joking, drinking, doing what I'm doing. While Reggie's really in the building every day, he's lifting weights, he's working out with his coaches. He's watching film. He's doing all this extra shit, right?
Right.
And I'm not nowhere near to be found. So now we go into spring. I mean, spring's over. Training camp starts. Like you just said, I was a starter on all these sheets the 2 years, right?
Right.
Now when we go in this year, guess who the starting running back is? Reggie Bush.
Right.
So now it's like not knowing what I was doing, like, because I was hanging out and not giving it my all at that time and not realizing that this is the opportunity, you know, in front of me, I'm giving this man every bit of, you know, the jump on me because I'm not around.
Right.
Coaches don't believe in you if you're not around. Like you said, like, ain't no way in hell, Chris, like, realistically, if you're, and this happens again when I'm in the NFL, you know this because you was there. This is, I happen to play with, you know, Reggie Bush and then Chris Johnson, CJ2K, so I can tell you all kind of rules and politics, but if the coaches aren't seeing you putting in that work, they're not going to believe it, bro. They seen him putting in that work. So when it was time to come in, he was the starting running back. So from that day forward, I had to show my coaches that I was on Reggie Bush level when the whole time I had already been the starting running back, leading the team in scoring. But now he putting in this work, I'm suspended. Now he's a starting running back, and I got to re-show them that I'm really dedicated and I want it just as bad as him. All right, so check it, Young. I was, you know, I be scrolling on Instagram all motherfucking day. I don't care. But I happened to come across a little interview today where I seen Jamarcus Russell. And one of the dudes was talking about, like, how he might be the biggest bust of all time in the NFL, right? And to me, for somebody to come out and call somebody the biggest bust of the NFL, knowing how me and you grew up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he was the number one pick of all time, and the fact that he made, you know, $34 million to get drafted number one overall?
35 guaranteed.
Oh, 35 million guaranteed.
60. His contract was 60.
He's 35 guaranteed and 60. In your life, do you ever see that as a bust? Like, how do you, How does somebody call somebody a bust, knowing where we come from, and you just hit a lick for, you know, what's that, $18 million after taxes, $20 million after taxes?
But what is the credentials, like, of a bust? Like, is it, like, yeah, you could say, if you say he a bust, that's football aspects.
Yeah.
But he's rich. He's made $35 million. So is that a bust? Like, I get it in, when you go football terms, right?
Yeah.
I looked up some stats.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, the first year, always, it really don't matter because as quarterbacks, either you the starter or sometimes they want you to learn behind somebody.
I prefer you to sit, man. Aaron Rodgers has had an unbelievable job because he sat. Tom Brady, my favorite quarterback in the world, he sat behind Drew, and he's Tom Brady now. I feel like you should sit.
Yeah, he sat. So the first year, he only played 4 games. He had 300 passing yards. The second year.
Wait, hold on, y'all. You said he played 4 games and only had 300 yards passing that games.
In 4 games, but you know, all right. So then, the second year, he played 15 games.
Uh-huh.
He had 2,400 passing yards, and then the third year he played in 12 games and had 1,200 passing yards. Yeah. But
who was his receivers?
It don't matter.
Yes, it does. I need to see. Hey, Young, sorry.
No, this is what I'm saying.
I'm not trying to call him out because I think Jamarcus
Jamarcus
is cool to me, and I don't want him to feel like he's disrespecting me.
No, but what I want to speak on as far as when they say bus, right? Yeah. You have to look at organization.
Yeah.
You have to look at organizations. You have to look at head coaches.
For sure.
You have to look at offensive coordinators. You have to look at these positions because when you draft these guys, I feel like you have to draft these guys to fit your system.
Your scheme. You damn right.
To fit your scheme, right? So if I draft a guy and he don't do well,
right?
Does that mean it's his fault?
Or the scheme's system, fault?
The coach, the scouting department who scouted this guy, the coaches who drafted this guy, is that their fault? Like, if
that's cold.
Let's speak about, I know we talk about Jamarcus Russell, but I want to talk about, let's say running back, because we both played that.
Yeah.
And in your whole college career, you played in a gap scheme, right?
Okay, yeah, exactly.
You play in the gap scheme, and then zone scheme draft you.
Yeah.
And you don't do as well as you did in college.
You're right.
How are you a bust? Who fault is that? I feel like that's the coaching fault. Like, why would I draft a guy that's ran nothing but gap scheme
into a zone,
and we ran nothing but zone scheme.
2K, you're correct. So you mean to tell me all these motherfuckers get paid all this money to do all this pregame or pre-draft stuff, right? You go out and so we know that this quarterback's coming out. We are a shotgun. I mean, no, we're an eye team, right? We gonna line up in an eye formation. Yeah. For those that might not know what I formation is, that's the fullback. You got your quarterback and the fullback's directly behind it, and then the tailback's rightly behind that. It's an I back. So that's what you get the I formation from. You got a tight end and two receivers. This is like a normal, when we were growing up, that was like a basic formation. So you draft a quarterback, like, say, let's say, okay, I play with Vince Young, and this is a true. I got to keep it real because I'm so sick of hearing shit about Vince Young and that he couldn't play in the league and that he might have been a bust or that he. But when you look at his circumstances, right, you got a guy that played shotgun quarterback for so long, right? You draft him into the NFL. Now you tell him just to hand the ball off in I formation or, you know, give him the drop back looks where he's faking the ball and then, you know, looking for, you know, receivers. To me, I don't see how you help him when you draft him into that situation.
Right.
If you're smart in this situation, as I feel like the Titans should be, why would you not draft a quarterback that has been used to, you know, taking shotgun snaps not shotgun snaps, eye back snaps, even a Matt Lyon or, you know, a Jay Cutler, some of these dudes that, right. But you force the issue or you bring a guy in where he's not, like you said, comfortable in any of this at all. And now you say, oh, he's not ready or he's not prepared. It's like, what are you doing to prepare this man?
Exactly.
Like, you just drafted this man into a situation you knew he wasn't prepared for anyway.
Right. But I look at that like, if you, like, you have to look at it like Vince Young, and I compare it to Lamar Jackson.
For sure.
Because sometime on draft day, you got certain guys that fall on your lap, and it's like you can't pass them up. So, like, I feel like in that situation, if you talk about Vince Young, if Vince Young falls in my lap and I can't pass him up,
you got
to
take him.
Yeah, I have to take him. But guess what? I got to help this kid out. So, for example, when I say Lamar Jackson ended up falling in Baltimore, the Ravens' lap. Yeah. So guess what? We going to draft this kid, but guess what? We going to turn our offense into something that he can be successful. Like, but listen, I don't care what you say.
That's mind-blowing.
Listen, I don't care what you say. If you draft Lamar Jackson and put him in the same situation that you put Vince Young in, Lamar Jackson will fail.
I'm with you when you're right, Young.
You draft, like, I played with Vince Young. All the stuff that Lamar Jackson is doing now, what Vince Young was doing. So you bring Vince Young in and you do those same things with Vince Young, and Vince Young will be successful.
He's still
thing about it is, yeah, he'll be still playing to this day. But a lot of people say Vince Young wasn't successful, but they don't know football.
Yeah.
Look at Vince Young winning percentage.
He definitely won 70% of the games he played. It might be like 68, but I'm going to round up to 70. That's right. Unbelievable. I played against him in the national championship game. He rushed for 200 and threw for 200.
Chill that shit.
He went crazy. Hey, just chill. Yeah. I mean, his knee was down. Vince, you know damn well your knee was down.
I don't know about that shit.
You know your knee was down. And now that I know how politics works,
your loss,
bro. Bush probably called in and made sure that the damn all of a sudden that the replay didn't
take
work.
Take your loss, man.
Okay, we'll take it. But like you said, though, Young, if he, I would love to see that, bro. I would love to see Vince Young in an offense that was built around him instead of vice versa. Because when he did have that, Norm Chow, bro, I seen him not start for 7 games, and then all of a sudden that man won Rookie of the Year.
Right.
Norm Chow did it. Then we get an offensive coordinator the next year, and we lose 8 straight games, and he doesn't do anything. So I don't know.
You're right about that. So we're going to get back to the Jamarcus Russell, right? So when they say biggest bust or whatever, so what I was trying to say is, are you going to dive in deeper to it? Like, are you going to look at the scouts, look at the coaches? Like, did you go and draft the guy number one and then do your research? Like, if he didn't like, because I heard in the interview a lot, like, yeah, he studies, watch film, but he's not a big fan of it.
Yeah.
So you didn't ask the coaches that?
You're right.
Ask the coaches, did he like to study? Or did you ask the coaches his work ethic? Or was he another one of those guys like you just couldn't pass up? So even if you couldn't pass up as an organization, let's say, Raiders, right?
Yeah, Oakland.
He went to the Raiders.
And I think he had like three different coaches.
But
in
what
a
I'm saying,
years,
the Raiders drafted him, right?
Yeah.
The Raiders are known for drafting guys, like, no matter what the situation is. Yeah. If the guy is fast as hell, they will draft him first round, no problems. They seen Jamarcus Russell and he was just a freak athlete. And they just drafted him, no problems, without doing their due diligence. Know what I'm saying?
Because
so does that fall back on Jamarcus, or does that fall back on the organization?
I feel organizationally that it falls on them, because, like you said, like, these teams go in there and they do so much due diligence when it comes to figuring out who they really be drafting. The fact that that slipped up, or the fact that Nick Saban or whoever his coach was at the time didn't tell these people and they didn't believe it. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, right. But that's what I'm saying. You know, do you think that shit LSU hid that from these NFL teams?
No way.
Because yeah, they do too. It's too much, man. They know who your mom dated in high school, bro, so they know everything.
Nah, you know the reason why I can contest to that and say they didn't lie, because like within this last month or two, I took my own kids to these camps and I picked the brains of coaches, head scouts, and this and that, right?
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that they're gonna lie for one person, and that's really gonna mess up everybody else, because they be like, oh, y'all done lied to us by Jamarcus, and everybody else that y'all trying to, that we asked about y'all that's coming out of LSU, we know y'all lying. Know what I'm saying? So it's like, we can't trust what y'all saying about these kids coming out of LSU. So we can't even really, so they're not going to do that, because what we don't understand a lot of time is bigger than us. I don't care if you the best quarterback in the nation, number one draft pick that year. Guess what? Our organization, our program is bigger than that. Because this shit got to keep going. Yeah. LSU got to continue to compete.
Yeah.
We got to still keep getting recruits in. So now, guess what? If our guys are not going top picks and not getting drafted, all of because we done lied about a certain player, guess what?
Yeah, you fall to the wayside.
You're going to fuck up your recruits.
But you know, this adds all the way to that. We might, because we already talked about Jamarcus, and you know what, Jamarcus, no, we got nothing but love for you. Because
hold up, before you get off that though, that's one thing that I want to ask you about, right?
Oh, don't do it.
I need to ask you about this because a couple people might look at it different.
Okay.
Right, and I watched the interview, and I get some points on what he's saying. So, right, if you draft me, I'm a young kid, and basically I know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But what do you feel about, like, why are you playing games with me like that? Like, okay.
What games are they playing?
Because I'm talking about, like, if you know I'm your starting quarterback, why in the hell are you going to give me a blank tape to go watch film on and ain't shit on there?
That ain't playing
like,
games.
It is.
2K, see, this man's out of fucking.
No, I'm just saying, like, Lord, I'm just saying, like, why are you gonna play like
that's
that?
That's not playing games.
How not?
2K,
how the fuck
we
not?
All know. Everybody in the league, bro. So listen, we go from. So when you're in college, no, that's not a game. So young, in college, they give you film, right? And you gotta go home and study. They give you on iPads, whatever. You study this shit. Bro. In the NFL as a starting quarterback, and I just gave you $35 million, right? Guaranteed. I already talked to Nick and Les Miles and them, and they told me your ass don't be studying. They told me this. That's what we don't realize. Like, we be thinking we're so slick, and we all slick in the game. I'm one of them dudes, y'all. I thought I can out slick the game. I know this because I played with 2K, and I wasn't watching film, was I? That's why he's laughing. I wasn't watching film. I wasn't up at the thing doing that. What was you doing? Was you up there watching film? Or was you working out? Hell yeah, he was. So I know this because I'm a living. I live this shit too. As a starting quarterback, bro, he is supposed to know what you're doing, the X, Y, Z, the fullback, and every bit of the lineman. He's supposed to know, right? So even if, right, I give you a CD that's nothing on it anyway, and I give it to you, and I ask you tomorrow what's on it. If you're sincerely trying to be my starting quarterback, and I'm the coach, and I ask you what's on it, and you was like, oh yeah, cover three and cover two, and there's nothing on that, bro, I don't want you as my starting quarterback. I'm sorry to tell you, that's not playing games. That's being real as fuck. You're absolutely out of your mind, and I knew you was gonna do this because I asked your coaches at LSU, and they said you was gonna do this, and now you're.
No, but they couldn't. No. The coaches couldn't have told them
they
that.
Did.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why
no, they
did
didn't.
That.
They couldn't have told them that because they wouldn't have picked them number one. If they If LSU coaches told them that, ain't no way they would have picked them number
2K,
one.
2K, they picked Maurice Claret. Hey, look.
It doesn't matter. No.
Bro, they picked Maurice Claret up in a supplemental draft, bro. It, like, bro, they Mike Williams went 10th overall. Charlie, like, bro, there's so
bro,
many people.
No way, no,
bro, there's
no
so
way
many people that they say,
bro,
like,
there's no way that they told, like.
Yes, they did.
Listen, it's no way that LSU.
You just told me.
It's no way that LSU told Oakland Raiders that Jamarcus Russell don't study.
They did.
None of that.
It might have not been
LSU
2K.
No way.
It
wasn't not the type of money they was giving back then.
But you know this better than anybody because we lived this. It probably wasn't LSU. But somebody told them, listen.
Who?
I don't know. Somebody around. Because you know there's people, bro, that always drop a dime. Before every draft, you always notice. How come there's always some type of jewel that comes out before every draft on some kid? He either did this. Oh, the kid that had the bong in a pitcher all of a sudden. Like, there's always something that tries to, like, take away from you as a draft pick when you're coming out. You know that, young. So you know that there was somebody out there that was like, hey, you taking Jamarcus? Bruh, listen, you know he don't study. There was somebody that said that. And they was like, you know what? I seen what this kid did at LSU. You know, bruh, how many?
So are you saying they
thought they
can change him?
I seen players get drafted running 4-3s in the second round, bro, that never did nothing.
Who?
Yeah, I'm not.